if you walk around Waikiki in public areas, you'd see that visible homelessness has been reduced by at minimum 50%.
Kimo Carvalho is a development and community relations manager for the Institute for Human Services. The nonprofit is one of the largest service providers for Hawaii's homeless. Last year, it partnered with the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association, who once again presented IHS with a check for $100,000.
They are the funding source, they are the advocates, and they are really the ones that are trying to find the resources to sustain the program and really invest in the homeless outreach program.
Over the past 2 years, the visitor industry has raised more than $1 million for homeless programs across the state. It's a worthwhile investment for Jerry Gibson, the area vice president for Hilton Hotels in Hawaii and California.
We all have to commit to ongoing funding to keep up this momentum. It's not just good business. It's the right thing to do.
The Waikiki Outreach Program launched in November last year, and according to IHS, has helped get 254 homeless individuals off the street. The service provider says a shuttle runs twice a week between Waikiki and their main shelter in Iwilei.
This is a van that has been very mobile, very active in Waikiki, in making sure food, transportation needs, whatever it is that we had to give to our homeless community was met with great success.
Mufi Hanneman is the president and CEO of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association.
Some of them have been relocated to shelters, some of them have found employment, and some of them have found their way back to the mainland.
The statewide reach of homelessness prompted IHS to expand its airline relocation service to Maui next month, says Kimo Carvalho.
If you actually look at data tables and reports, you just see unsheltered homeless and recent arrivals that are unsheltered on Maui just climbs every year for the last 5 years.
Last year's 2014 homeless utilization report showed Maui had the largest proportion of homeless in the state who were new arrivals, with nearly 200 having just arrived less than a year ago. Molly Solomon for HPR News.